Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we have come to one of those warning verses again, as we often find them in the New Testament. And as you know, if you've been following the Beacon Broadcast from day to day, and here it is in 2 Timothy 3:13, where Paul says to Timothy, "But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And so once again, we are reminded of the real and growing danger of counterfeit Christianity. Why do we find this so hard to accept? Why do we find this so hard to understand? Why do we find this so hard to believe? Why do we find this so hard to apply? Why do we think that most expressions of Christianity in our world are genuine? Maybe different flavors. You've got chocolate and vanilla and strawberry, and some people prefer one and some people prefer another, but it's all ice cream. Why make such a big deal about it? And you've got different denominations and different forms of Christianity, and some people prefer one and some people prefer another, but it's all Christianity. Why make such a big deal about it? Don't be so sectarian. Don't be so narrow-minded. Don't be so provincial. Don't be so exclusive. Don't be one of these us for and no more kind of Christians. Well, I understand all that. I understand the danger and the overbalance, and I understand the universal nature of Christianity and the universal church that's bigger than any one particular church, certainly bigger than my local church and bigger than any one particular group or fellowship or denomination. Yes, I understand all of that. But I keep reading my Bible and I keep reading warnings like this. Why is it so hard for Christians to take these things seriously? But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Is that what the Bible says? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, and it's obviously yes, you can't honestly answer it in any other way, then why don't we take this seriously? We'd better pay attention. We'd better listen. We'd better learn. Listen up. Listen up. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. And we'll get right back to this after I welcome you to this Thursday, June 2, edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and express my deepest gratitude to those radio listeners who are willing to help us financially to maintain this program on this station. Well, this is one of the reasons why I am confident that the characteristics of sinful humanity that are described in the first five verses of chapter 3 are intended to be understood as growing ever greater and more prevalent and more pervasive as we come closer to the second coming of Christ, because that's exactly the kind of movement that we see in verse 13. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse. As time goes on, this problem gets bigger, not smaller. These people were already present in the first century. We find many references to them in the epistles of the New Testament. The problem of false teachers. Paul talks about it. Peter talks about it. John talks about it. James talks about it. It's prevalent everywhere, the problem of false teachers. False teachers were already active within two or three decades after Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave and went back to heaven. False teachers were already active trying to seduce the people of God. And so they were active in Paul's day and in Timothy's day. And Timothy needed to be aware of them. They were active in the church at Ephesus, which is the very reason why Paul sent Timothy to Ephesus, was to strengthen the church there against such false teachers. But they are even more active today. How do I know? Because Paul, by the Spirit of God, says so. When he tells us in 2 Timothy 3:13, "But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse." It is an increasing danger. And if you are not looking out for impostors, for false teachers, for counterfeit preachers, you are likely to be deceived. This is a phenomenon of which we need to be aware. And yet I find so much of Christianity, so much of evangelicalism, that narrows it down, of course. Christianity involves more than evangelicalism, but I don't think any expression of Christianity could possibly be considered genuine unless it fits into the definition of evangelical Christianity, which is that Christianity that believes the gospel, believes the necessity of the new birth, believes that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Any other version of Christianity is a false Christianity. It's a false gospel. But here's what I want you to understand, that within evangelicalism, there is always a constant danger of corruption and of counterfeit Christianity coming into evangelical circles, and yet I find, sadly, very little attention paid to this, very little warning going on, very little alarm being raised about this. In fact, I find just very much of the opposite. Evangelicalism seems to want to operate as if it is not so, as if every professed expression of Christianity is real and genuine and must be accepted as such. That's not what the Bible says. Here's what the Bible says. "But evil men and impostors," evil men within the ranks of Christianity, these are evil men who call themselves Christians, evil men and impostors, that of course is what an impostor means. An impostor is somebody who pretends to be something else. An impostor is somebody who presents himself one way, but he really is another way. He presents himself as a Christian teacher, but he is really a false teacher. He presents himself as a Christian minister, but he really is a minister of Satan. Evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse. Worse and worse. Their visible success is going to increase. If they're going to grow worse and worse, that is, they are going to become more dangerous, more effective, their counterfeit nature is going to grow and grow and grow, that means that they are achieving success in the sense that their false teaching, their counterfeit Christian institutions, their counterfeit ministries are going to be growing and growing and growing because they are growing worse and worse. That is, they are becoming more dangerous because they are achieving success in building counterfeit Christianity. And so they are achieving visible success, numerical success, financial success. They are successful in attracting an ever greater number of followers. They are successful in more cleverly disguising their counterfeit Christianity and deceiving people regarding its true nature. And if that's the case, and the Bible says it is, then we have a growing danger all around us. And if we don't recognize it, then perhaps we have already been deceived. And so these evil men and imposters are growing worse and worse from a biblical standpoint, from a truly spiritual standpoint, but they're growing worse and worse because they are becoming increasingly successful in a visible sort of way. While their character, their ungodliness, and their ministry methodologies grow increasingly unbiblical, their visible success increases. I want to say something very carefully and very deliberately that I think you need to hear, and that is, be particularly on guard, be particularly wary toward Christian ministries that seem to be exceedingly successful. Be particularly wary of Christian ministries that seem to be especially successful in terms of size, growth, numbers, popularity. Now, I'm not saying that it is impossible to be true to the Word of God and have a large church, large Christian ministry. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying it is exceedingly difficult, and I'm saying that this text tells us that it is the evil men and the imposters who are going to experience the greatest success as we get closer to the coming of Christ. I'm not very impressed with these big mega churches with their tens of thousands of people who flock to them. Many Christians point to that as evidence of God's blessing and spiritual success. I'm looking at this text and also looking at what I see in many of these ministries, and I'm saying that it is more likely that visible success is a mark of apostasy than it is a mark of God's favor. And I say that deliberately and carefully, knowing that there are some men who are very faithful to the Word of God, and yet God has blessed them with large growing ministries. But that is the exception. Most megachurches, most national ministries, most international ministries are counterfeits, are dangerous, are seductive, are leading people astray, are taking people away from the biblical gospel, are taking people away from biblical Christianity, rather than pulling more people into it. Oh, they're pulling lots of people into something, but watch out. Watch out. Because the Bible tells us that evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse with the passing of time as we come closer and closer to the second coming of Christ. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.